Today we are joined with Sarah, who reviewed an album, and you have got to tell me all about this album you chose for this week, Sarah.
So I reviewed Lizzie McAlpine's newest album, Older, and I personally absolutely love this album. I feel like it's a little more mature than her other like projects, but it's also very like theatrical and like it kind of tells a story, and I just love it.
That's awesome. Yeah, I have not got to check out this album yet, but I've heard some of Lizzie McAlpine's older stuff, and she has such a pretty voice. I definitely need to check this out.
For sure.
What are some of your favorite tracks from this album?
It's really hard to choose. I think my top three would be Come Down Soon, All Falls Down, and Staying.
Okay, I definitely have to check those out. And you said her sound kind of changed from her older albums. Do you think you like the newer Lizzie McAlpine vibes better, or kind of her older stuff a little bit more?
I feel like I really have love for like all of it. It took a little while for me to adjust to this new kind of sound, but I do really love how it's changed.
Awesome. Well, we do not have a song from her newest album, but we have my favorite Lizzie McAlpine song, and we will come back and talk all more things about the album. For now, though, this is Lizzie McAlpine with Ceilings.
Just make it move faster. Lovely to be sitting here with you. You're kinda cute, but it's raining harder. My shoes are now full of water. Lovely to be rained on. It's kinda cute, but it's so short. Then you're driving me home, and I don't wanna leave, but I have to go. You kiss me in your car, and it feels like the start of a movie I've seen.
Lizzie McAlpine with Ceilings as our second album review this week. And Sarah was telling me that she actually got to see Lizzie McAlpine live. You have got to tell me all about that. I bet she was amazing.
It was absolutely amazing. I feel like her concert was also very like welcoming and warm. Like it was warm lighting and she was sitting down, and it just like it felt very personal compared to other like concerts I've seen, and I loved it.
Oh yeah, I saw her set at Lala, and honestly it looked like so much fun. I mean, it's definitely not like the kind of music you like stand up and dance to, but it looks like the perfect kind of just like chill set.
For sure, I would agree.
Yeah, and I saw her doing some other kind of festival things. I actually saw her at a Broadway festival. What do you think about her doing this?
I know she said a lot about like wanting to be on Broadway in the future, and I honestly love that for her because I feel like she does have a very theatrical kind of sound, and I could definitely see that.
Yeah, and Elizabeth, you were telling me a little bit more about this Broadway festival. You have got to tell us about
it. Yeah, so she was like one of the main performers. She, alongside Rachel Zegler, sang Wish I Were Here. I have never heard that song before, but okay. I need to check it out because Rachel Zegler has like the most incredible voice ever. And like Jordan Fisher and Darren Criss were there too. Like, take me to that festival now.
Need to see Darren Criss live.
So badly. Like so, so, so badly.
Yeah, and I don't know. I definitely am excited to hear more from her. I can definitely see her going to kind of into more the theater vocals. We were talking a little bit about how Renee Rapp is also kind of in that same set that we kind of wish they leaned more towards theater. What do you kind of think you could see her in if you could see her in any production? Do you have one?
Ooh, that's hard. I don't know if I have any specific in mind, but I don't know. I would just love to see her like more in the acting world.
For sure. Well, Sarah has so much more to say about this album, and if you guys want to check the full thing out, make sure you look at that at WZND.com.